Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy reveals D.C. Metro officer stabbed in face, unacceptable. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 15, 2025. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy revealed the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, MATA, officer was stabbed in the face. In a post on X, Duffy said he had been on the way to the Navy Yard Metro station to talk to people riding the subway about transit safety and cleanliness. Duffy added that before he went down, he was informed that a MATA police officer was stabbed in the face. "I'm here right outside of DOT, right by the Navy Yard subway stop," Duffy said. "I was going to go down and talk to people riding the subway. Talk about the safety and cleanliness in the DC metro system. But, before I was going to go down, one of our metro cops was stabbed in the face, by someone down in the system," Duffy said. "Unacceptable. Our officers, our people deserve to be treated better." MATA confirmed the incident in a statement to Fox News, explaining that the MATA officer was stabbed by a suspect who did not pay a metro fare at the Navy Yard metro station. "The officer sustained lacerations and puncture wounds to the face," a MATA official explained to the outlet. "The suspect was detained by additional officers nearby. The suspect has been placed under arrest, and the weapon has been recovered." In another post on X, Duffy revealed that the MATA officer was in good spirits after the incident. "Thankfully, the officer who was attacked was in good spirits after the incident," Duffy shared. "The at used it security detail was able to give him first aid. He said he gets bitten, beaten, and attacked almost every day. My thanks go out to him and all the brave officers of at Metro Transit. They put their lives on the line each and every day to keep us safe. Violence against them cannot be tolerated and we must do better." The incident comes as President Donald Trump issued an executive order in March, establishing the DC Safe and Beautiful Task Force. The task force is directed to surge law enforcement officers in public areas and strictly enforce quality of life laws in public areas like drug use, unpermitted demonstrations, vandalism, and public intoxication. Maximize immigration enforcement to apprehend and deport dangerous illegal aliens, including monitoring DC's cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Help DC's Forensic Crime Laboratory get accreditation. Provide assistance to the DC Police Department in recruiting and retaining officers and boosting capabilities. Keep dangerous criminals off the streets by strengthening pretrial detention policies. Expedite concealed carry licenses for law-abiding citizens. Crack down on fare evasion and other crimes on the DC metro system. Breitbart News reached out to MATA for a statement but did not receive a response by the time of publication.